Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the show. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And being on live radio, everything doesn't just happen automatic. We had some technical difficulties, so we're running a little bit late. So if you wondered where we were at, we were at the coffee shop, and we just now got done. No, we had some technical difficulties. And we're so glad that you've had an opportunity to join us. I'm joined today by Dandy Don McGrath, the co-founder of Speakers Pathway Coalition. Hello, Dandy. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Jim. Thanks so much. Fantastic day here in Colorado. I'm actually back home now, so I'm not at a campsite anywhere, not hanging off a cliff. I'm sitting in my office. So, sometimes technical difficulties happen. That's life, right? That's just the way we roll.
Absolutely. And it's just amazing how, Don, you've done the show on the road, several different locations. We've taken the show on the road, and every now and then we just have a technical difficulty. So that's just called life. And we're so glad that to be here with you today. Last week, if you didn't miss the show, we had Koji Somaldi on. And he is just a fantastic guy when it comes to videos, cameras, how to do a special video that you would need to make you look good. Koji gave some excellent pointers in that and also gave a great Friday preview, didn't he, Don?
He absolutely did. And, one thing that Koji embodies is living that laptop lifestyle that we talk about, right? He was in Oregon on a project, on a shoot, and doing the show, and he's all over the place, right? He was over in Japan, and he really embodies some of the things that a lot of people would like to do, which is to have the freedom to go where they want, have their work travel with them. Koji gave some great nuggets and a great Friday freebie.
Absolutely, and you can we're on iTunes, so you can catch Koji there. You can go to tokenet.com here on the station, and you can read up about Koji and take a look at him. And I tell you, it's just amazing how so many people today, they crave to live a laptop lifestyle career. They really do, because who wants to be, shackled inside of a cubicle? And a lot of people, as Robert Jones was saying on a previous show, a lot of people who get out of that, what they do, they leave their cubicle when they get a job, and then they go in business for themselves. And then what they do, they put themselves in solitary confinement. He really hit the nail on the head on that one, didn't he?
He did. Anyone who's ever made that leap from working in an office, working at a corporate or company job, who thinks the grass is greener elsewhere, they make that leap. And he's absolutely right. Most of us find ourselves, at least for a while, like sitting in our office, overwhelmed, more overwhelmed than maybe we were at our job, because we wear all the hats. And I've lived there myself too. So yeah, I think Robert hit it right on the head. And that's one of the things that we're here to do on Your Future Is Now, is to bring in great guests, bring in ideas on how to escape the shackles of that solitary confinement and get to where you want to be in your business.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because when you're in solitary confinement, most people, they don't have any resources or anyone to reach out to. And at the speakerspathway.com, we have 7 executive training directors that know what they're doing. They know how to get people from where they are to where they want to be. And most importantly, Don, they've got the same heart that you and I have. They got the same heart as what, the customer or the member wants. I mean, they want someone that's got their back. And we have that. We had it last week with Koji. And today we have Dr. Sony Jackson, and her topic, and I love this. I'm going to read this with you, folks, if I may. Her topic is, Sony just takes the slack out of change. She says, stop wasting your marketing dollars. There are three shifts you can make to increase the impact of every penny you spend. I don't know about you, but Don, that really got my attention.
That gets my attention because I will tell you for a fact that I've run campaigns before where, you know, I made it overly complex and maybe I hired the wrong person, but dumped a lot of money into a campaign. And you know what I got out of it?
Goose egg.
You know, we talk about the seven-figure summits, right? There's these seven-figure summits. I got seven figures out of that campaign too, right? Mm-hmm. It was seven zeros. I got nothing out of it. So Sony's really going to share with us some simple things that you can do to really move forward without wasting a lot of money.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, the thing about Sony that just really stands out with me, Sony has a passion to help people. That just vibrates from her. I mean, you just can't, you know, be around her and not see that. I mean, it just, you know, just flows out of her. And that's what makes her so special. And the special sauce that she brings to people. I mean, I'm looking here and she says, you know, she has a passion for being around people who are making the world a better place. Whoa, that's my kind of people. How about you, Dendy?
Absolutely. And that's why... What we did when we started Speakers Pathway Coalition is we got in touch with people we knew shared that, right? Who shared that wanting to help people, wanting to turn around, grab the hand of somebody who's behind you and maybe not quite as far along the journey as you are, and give them that lift and give them that hand. And Sony is so generous. She's so generous that She let me stay like in her condo when I went to Cocoa Beach to be a coach at the TEDx event there that she was involved in. So she's just really, really generous. And I'm really looking forward to her sharing and being generous with us and with the audience today about how to take your business to the next level, save you a lot of money and get more effective in what you're doing in your marketing.
You're exactly right, Don. I just want to say one more thing, if I can brag on Sony a little bit more, and all of our executive training directors, is that they filled a need. And that's why we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition, because we knew there was a need out there. People were hurting. They weren't getting the proper support and training. And that's why Sony is here. So, Don, if you'd be so kind to give the drum roll and welcome Sony to the show.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. So we've already bragged on Sony a lot, so I don't know what else to say except welcome so much to the show, Sony.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Don. Wow. I'm kind of impressed with myself now. If I wasn't before, I mean, wow, you guys are so generous. And thank you for allowing me to be a part of this on this radio show, but also being part of the Speaker's Pathway, because you really are doing something unique in that you're bringing people, not only teaching them how to speak, but how to build businesses around that, whether they're authors or speakers or coaches. You know, we all need to learn how to speak. And I just love being a part of that. So thank you. You've been very generous.
Well, thank you. And we're just very thankful that you're here. And after talking about, you know, stop wasting your marketing dollars and three shifts you can make to increase the impact of every penny you spend, if I was listening today, I'd say, hey, tell me more about that. And would you share that with us, Sony?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, once, if you've ever gone to a big promo seminar about anything, they talk about building your list and building your list and building your list. And it just drives me crazy because they take advantage of you, small business owners and solopreneurs in particular, you know, who really know their content, but don't know how to promote it. And, you know, it's really important to get the word out about your message and your product and your service. And it doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. And that's what just drives me crazy. So I just want to jump right in to the three shifts that you can make. The first one is attitude. Now, you know, if you've ever been in a relationship and it didn't work out and you break up, what is the thing that you always say? It's not you, it's me. Well, in marketing, it's exactly the opposite. It's all about you, it's not about me. So our mindset, we get so involved in learning our craft and becoming so excellent in our solution to the problems of the world that we love to talk about it. But the fact is, just like us, we're very narcissistic, right? So are our ideal customers and clients. So my number one thing is a mental shift. I call it attitude, really. It's a shift from focusing on myself to what my customer wants and what they need. So we talk about that first. So that's the number one thing, is always think in terms of the customer. How do they speak about their problem that you're solving? How do they, it's all about them. You know, it's not about, you know, I don't care if you have the purple chicken dance to that will solve this panacea to anything in the world, right? The fact is, I got to talk about your problem. You know, how do I spend less money on my marketing? Well, the first thing is capture my attention, capture your attention, because your problem is you're spending too much money, right? And it's not showing results. So if I focus on that rather than you've got to do this, this, and this, that's the number one thing. That's, you guys got awesome. Anything to say about that?
That's absolutely awesome, because, you know, if you have, I don't care if you have a book or if you speak or if you've got some kind of product, it's like having a baby, right? We're all so proud of it. We want to say, hey, look at the pictures of our baby. But you know what? People on the other end, they may not care about our baby, right?
Exactly. Until you can make it into a meme, which was really funny because I just saw one this morning. Meme, right? Yeah, I sent one to my personal trainer and it was of a baby doing the plank. I was like, look, they're starting him early.
But it needs to be about them, right? What is the want or need or problem that they have, and how can that baby solve that problem for them?
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let me move along to number two. I call it agreement. And really, that's just a fancy word.
We will pick right up with that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We're with Dr. Sony Jackson.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Planes first began carrying passengers, everyone was treated to first-class accommodations. Caviar and sandwiches were presented on porcelain plates, with beverages served in crystal. Flying was truly a special event, as passengers wore suits and evening dresses. What do you call a person who is afraid to fly? An aeroacrophobic. The airlines required stewardesses to be unmarried, and many were nurses as well. To be a pilot was respected and revered. What do you call a person who chooses a career based on the glamorous image it conveys? A MODOC. A typical flight in those days from London to Singapore would cost over $17,000 today and take 8 days. What's another word for jet lag? Dysrhythmia. It's merging down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and Dandy Don and I, we have a very special guest today with Dr. Sony Jackson, and she was getting ready right before break to tell us about something, and we had to cut short for the commercial break. So Dandy Don, bring Sony on.
Yeah, so just before the break, Sony was talking about attitude, the mindset of not thinking about, well, gosh, I got this great thing, but really, what problem do you solve for the person who you're trying to help? And so just before the break, she mentioned number two. So what is that, Sony?
Number two is agreement. And what I mean by that is a congruence of words and visuals. So like your ad has to match whatever the landing page is. That means the website. Like if you run an ad and it's talking about the six myths of Medicare supplement programs. How's that? If it's running an ad like that, then when somebody clicks on that ad, it needs to go directly to a web page that says, download your six myths of Medicare, the six myths of Medicare supplements, right? So that's like step one. Everything has to agree, because if you run this ad and it says, oh, hey, I'm the newest, best, brightest insurance agent, people are going to go, what? There's a disconnect, right? So from the ad to wherever you send them, whether it be a phone call or, you know, a booklet or whatever you send them to, that has to look just like what the ad said. Then from there, if they are leaving their name and email, which is would be ideal, right? Then the next page would be a thank you, and you deliver that thing. And then they get emails from you or text messages, whatever, but it all has to do with that thing that they asked for in the first place. So I want an agreement all the way from the first time I meet you, all the way through every communication I have, so that it is in alignment with what I'm talking about. We call that actually kind of a marketing funnel in our fancy language. So that is just your ad to your website, to any phone call or any email or text message. It all has to be aligned in that same thing. Like, you guys know me as Sony. Well, my real name is Sonia. And so, like, if I start addressing you guys as Sonia, they're like, who? Oh, you mean Sony. So, like, if there's ever a disconnect, then any advertising dollar you spend will be lost. And usually that's where I usually see the biggest problem is if we used to run Google ads, or we do run Google ads or Facebook ads or whatever, and it's a great ad. It pulls a lot of clicks. It pulls a lot of leads. And then somebody goes to a website and it has nothing to do with what that ad said. And you have just spent a ton of money driving to people to something that you think is this beautiful website, and it may very well be a beautiful website, but it doesn't have anything to do, or it's not a direct line between what the ad said and what they're finding.
So, Sony, one thing I was just talking to somebody the other day about this. I think one thing that many people, a trade or you know, something that people struggle with is, you know, they have this product that can help lots of people. It can help lots and lots of people. The problem that I think many people run into is it's very difficult to market to a very broad audience. So, you know, I think the common thought is, well, niche it down. I mean, people struggle sometimes that, you know, finding multiple niches, and then how do you craft specific marketing consistent messages to each one of those niches? But I think that that's one of the keys, right? Is having within a niche, everything be consistent.
That's exactly right. Okay, so you've heard of this company that has a drug called Excedrin, right? Mm-hmm. So you think of it, okay, that's for headaches. Well, they've got Excedrin PM, which is to help you sleep and get rid of your headache. They have Excedrin Migraine for the really severe headache. They have Excedrin Regular. It is just for the slight headache. Then they have Excedrin, I guess, you know, Super Strength for a bad headache. It is all the same product. They simply branded it differently. And all of their marketing for one thing addresses that one thing. They don't generally do just general Excedrin commercials. You see Excedrin Migraine, and everything that you, once you see that ad, it drives you to a page about Excedrin Migraine. When you see the box, it looks like Excedrin Migraine. Then you can go down the shelf. And if you start looking at the dosages, they're pretty much the same for all these different boxes. So they've really taken to the nth degree. And that's what a really good company will do. You have a product that suits different needs. You just do one at a time. So they started out with their general, and then they went to the PM, and then they went to the migraine. So you just build out. You can serve all these people if you have the bandwidth to do so, but you just do one at a time. Build out that whole marketing funnel, if you will, all of your communication, one target at a time.
And that's another mindset shift, right? Because yes. I think when you have the baby, you want everybody to see the baby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not moving beyond just, well, what can my baby do for the customer? But now I've got to just really narrow it down, and I'm going to really focus my marketing and my efforts on this small section, and I'm going to virtually ignore everybody else. And that's really a hard mind shift for many people to make, from what I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of that comes from the feeling that, okay, I have to do this, and then I'll never, ever serve anyone else. No, I just want you to do one thing at a time. Build this one out until it's running on all cylinders, running really well. And then you can go to the next one and do that one, and then do the next one and do that one. So you can eventually serve everyone that you want to serve. You just do it one at a time. You build the funnels one at a time.
That, okay. I think, is everybody who's listening, write that down. I think I've just seen this so many times, and I think Sony did such a great job of articulating it. You can niche down and then really focus not just your product on one niche at a time, but it's really your marketing dollars and your marketing efforts on that one niche at a time.
Exactly. I heard a speaker, Dean Jackson, actually, one time, and he talked about the difference between laser focus and a shotgun approach. You know, if you're a realtor in Cocoa Beach, where I live, then you want to run an ad that I have homes to sell in Cocoa Beach. You don't want to run an ad on Google that says home, you know, buy the best home ever, and then it comes to a Cocoa Beach ad, because then you've lost all this money for people who are looking for a home in Colorado Springs, right? So that's kind of a really good focus, I guess, is where I'm going. Okay, let's move on. So my third thing was action. And action is about your consistent follow-up. And this is the real key to leveraging those marketing dollars. So you've already spent a bunch of money and you've driven people to your website, and actually they left their name and email. Well, now you've got them. What do you do with them? Sometimes you pick up the phone one time. Sometimes you send an email one time. You have spent a lot of money to get their name and email and phone number. What do you do with it? If you only follow it up one time, that's throwing money away. Complete strangers need at least 9 communications from you to convert into a paying client. 9. How many times are you really following up? Most of us do it once, and that's because we have an autoresponder. So it's really important to think about, okay, after they've hit the website and I've delivered whatever I said I was going to deliver, what am I going to do to nurture them? And it's not about sales emails every single time, because they're expecting to be sold to and they don't want to be. That's why it's so hard to get them in there in the first place. What they really want from you is whatever they asked for. So if I'm sending them information about Speaker's Pathway, like you have a great model there, Don and Jim, and that's that we give away 4 free videos. You're giving them 4 videos about how to get on the best stages, what kinds of stages. I forget all the details of them, but we nurture, 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 nurture. And then we give them an offer that is the logical next step. So, you know, you've got, where can I speak? Then how do I speak? And how do I learn to speak? And all of those things where you're just giving great, amazing content, and you give 4 things in a row. And then the 5th thing that happens is we give you an opportunity to test it out. And then you're going to find 4 more offers, 4 more nurtures. That's just good, juicy content. And then you're going to see another offer. And so we're always providing the next step. So if you begin with the end in mind, you're going to get to the right place. So those are my big things: attitude, agreement, and action.
And I got a little story associated with that, where I actually had someone on my email list since probably I don't know, 2012 or so, right? This person was the athletic director from one of the universities I went to. He purchased 50 Athletes Over 50 or one of my books or something. And, but he'd been watching what I was doing, He got my just content that I put out. I never really picked up the phone and called him about speaking or anything, but one day he booked something just last year. Like this was 2018. He booked an appointment on my calendar through my website. And he ended up booking me to go speak at the school. So I got paid to travel there to go and to give a couple of talks. And so the point there is, this isn't just necessarily about the next 90 days even. I mean, right, that you're building this relationship by adding value. And if someone stays with you for a long time, they're more likely to write you a bigger check.
Very good point.
You know, after 90 days, they might buy my small product. But if they've been with me for years and they've really been staying with me, that, you know, it's going to be sizable. So something to think about. It's not about when you're ready to sell. It's about when they need what you have.
Yeah, exactly. Very good point. Okay, guys, that's what I've got for you. Attitude, agreement, and action.
So if somebody's sitting out there, just from what you've seen people most struggle with, where do you think people get most stuck?
I really do think it is about the mindset or, yeah.
Getting stuck on, okay, I've got this great baby and you really need to love my baby. Is that,
getting
in the mindset of the consumer?
Yeah, that and actually figuring out what the steps are, like what the content is. What does my ad look like? Where do I send them? What do I do next? So it's kind of that flow, or I call the customer experience timeline. That's probably a big, big place. You don't think about what's next.
And part of that is mindset, and part of it is skills and what people like to do, right? Like I know you are a system thinker, you are a sequence thinker, you are an analytic. So you'll sit down and you'll say, okay, well, for this person who comes in, this is the message, right? I want them to respond. And you actually walk through all those steps. I've seen you in action. Mm-hmm. Not everybody either thinks that way or likes to do that. Let's talk about it after we come back.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Halloween is almost here, and the scarecrows, or tatty doolies as the Scottish call them, are out. But Halloween is all about trick-or-treating, and that means candy. The average American eats 24 pounds of candy a year, and most of that consumption occurs around Halloween. What do you call a person who loves to eat? A grand gozier. Popular costumes for this year are happy face and wink face emojis. Of course, since it's a presidential election year, there are various costume choices for those who wish to dress up as Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton or Republican candidate Donald Trump. If you ask me, the only thing scarier than Halloween this year is the presidential election. What's another word for the fear of Halloween? Samhainophobia. It's marching down the road. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Dandy Don McGrath and I are joined today by Dr. Sony Jackson. And she's been talking about attitude and agreement and action, and she's given some good information there. But we're also going to talk about, you know, the solitary confinement, because if you're creating a business, the last place you need to be is in solitary confinement because you don't have any help there. And I know how Don and I, we feel about that, and we're always talking to each other and trying to, you know, get better ideas on how to do things. And that's what it takes, doesn't it, Don?
It does. And I think it's absolutely critical for a business when you're just getting started in the first few years to figure out what you're really good at and then let other people do as much of the stuff that you're not good at and that you don't like to do as you can afford to do so. And I think that will really make what you're doing so much more fun. And we were talking about that a little bit before the break about, you know, some people, I can edit video, but it's not how I want to spend my time. So what do? I find people who can go do that for me. And it's really unleashed unleashed me in a lot of ways. So Sony, you have any comments on that? You must see that in marketing too.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where we really come in. What are you passionate about? And what are you not passionate about? And that there is somebody, like in my past life, I was an accounting person, and boy, I hate accounting. And I have found somebody who just adores accounting. Or like you said, video editing is exhausting to me. Well, why wouldn't I spend my time doing something that I love, which is talking to people and helping build these systems and finding the right words? You know, it never gives me more joy than when I've run an ad and I see like gazillions of clicks and then names and emails and then phone calls happen and then sales are made. Like, that gives me the greatest joy to see all of that happening and know that I've been the kind of instigator behind all of that. Or even just taking one of my clients is a Medicare specialist, which is why that came up. And we ran an ad for her, and she got like $10,000 worth of business within a week just from running the right ad to the right people. And it just gave me such great joy, not only that she made the money, but because she was helping all of those people who really, it's going to make their lives better because she really is the person who puts care in Medicare. So the way I find people like that is I do a lot of networking, not only face-to-face, but online. I'm a member of, you know, all kinds of networks, and I find people who love to do what I don't. And it's just so much fun to play with them.
And chances are they may need what you're really good at too, right? So getting out of that solitary confinement can lift you up. And I know it's so easy to be sitting in your office and try to do everything online, but I've found it so useful to go to your, even if it's in your local area, go to networking groups, meet people, just talk, right? And you'd be surprised what you discover.
Yeah. And there are all kinds of meetup groups. If you check out meetup.com, you can find all kinds of people who are doing all kinds of different things. And a lot for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, for small business owners, for speakers, you know, for all kinds of people. And it's just really fun to get together with somebody who has a little bit different view, but your end goal is the same, which is being the best that you can be.
You know, another thing that we touched a little bit on is building. How your business, you're building your business. And I think it's very important for, especially in the first few years, to realize that you're building something and it may take some time. You know, if you're in a new market that you don't know a lot about and you don't know someone who's an expert in, then there could be some testing that you have to do. There could be some trial and error to discover, you know, what type of ads really work. What's the response going to be like? What does the copy need to be like? You know, this campaign may or may not yield the results you want. And It really is about building and investing. And I think too many times I've been there myself where you do something and you expect a result, you don't get it, and you get frustrated and you give up. And, you know, I think it's you must see that, Sony, in marketing too, right?
Oh, I do. And, you know, it's fun with, because I'm what you call a direct response marketer. It's like, I like to see where my dollar is going and what the impact is. So like all online advertising, you can see what an ad is doing. I know where the breakdown is in somebody's marketing campaign by looking at what the ad is, what the landing page is, how many clicks they got, and then how many sign-ins they got and conversions at the end. So I know whether where the breakdown is. And that's the building part. Like I don't necessarily, we talk about Nike. I mean, that's a great brand and you do want to build your brand to a certain extent, but that's money going out that you cannot necessarily track. I like to spend money where I can track what's happening. So am I getting clicks for this? Am you know, how, what's the circulation of a newspaper? Is it going to the right people? Is it a trade journal? If I want to run something for a massage therapist, I'm going to go into their trade journal. I'm going to go onto their websites. I'm going to go into the forums. So being very discriminating in where you put your ads is a big part of building your following and having that congruent message.
Having that congruent message. And I think one thing to think about, and I know this from work with and looking at what at TED stages and TEDx is get you for something, right? That they come across you, whether you're applying to be on a stage or whether, you know, that you're the potential client of yours. One of the first things they're going to do is go find you on the internet, right? They're going to go into Google or Bing or something, and they're going to type in your name and see what comes up. So one thing to be aware of is that's you need to be aware of what that consistent image is. And not that you can't serve rock climbers and not that you can't serve entrepreneurs, but your message has to be not confusing, right? It has to be consistent. People have to look at this and not be confused.
Right. Absolutely.
So what is, so you think the first place people get stuck is the mindset. What else do you see some common issues that people run into in their marketing as a small business person?
Well, it is about trying to do too much with one thing. In emails, in ads, whatever you do, have one command, if you will, or one ask. Ask people to do one thing. Don't send them to your website, to your LinkedIn, to your this, to your that, to the other. Always be very intentional about where you're sending people, that you have a very specific, if I'm talking to you about Medicare supplements, I want you to go find stuff about Medicare supplements. And that has to be in the message all along. Sometimes you go, oh, well, there's this. Oh, but I could sell you health insurance. Oh, I could sell you life insurance. Oh, I could sell you this and that and the other. Well, then it starts muddying the waters and people get confused. If they have one option, they will do one thing. Whereas if you give 15 options, they get confused and do nothing.
Yeah, it's like the wall of yogurt, right? I always think about the wall of yogurt at the grocery store. My wife asked me to go get yogurt, and I walk into the grocery store, and there's like 15 gajillion kinds of yogurt. And you know how often I walk out with no yogurt? It's like my brain just goes into overdrive. So yeah, asking that one action. We talk about that in speaking too, right? That when you do a call to action, one call to action. People need to know either yes, I'm going to take this action, or no. So that's fantastic, Sony. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, my pleasure.
So one thing I want to give Sony a little plug here that, you know, there was a time when I was spending several hundred dollars a month on a tool to do my autoresponder and manage my email list. And I really wasn't using it effectively. It was very, very difficult to use. And Sony, you know, mainly because I knew Sony and I knew kind of what she was about, and what she was doing. I switched to using a tool that she has, And it's just so much easier and it's so much less expensive. So Sony, I just got to tell you that that tool has made a difference for me and for some of our members.
Right on. I'm so glad to hear that.
So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. It is a CRM, which means a customer relationship management. And my tool is called Strategic Success Tools, and you can actually find it under strategicsuccesstools.com. And what it does is it will take you all the way from a landing page. So we have individual pages that are created so that you can capture names and emails and all kinds of information about people. And then it can trigger what we call action sets so that it automatically puts a flag. Hey, you came in because you were interested in Medicare B. And then it will send you an email so we can create emails. And the other thing is, I think ours is a little bit more robust in that you have a full description about each one of your clients. You can have notes about them, all of their interests and your appointments. You can track files. You can do all kinds of wonderful things with this. You can send them individual emails or you can send a whole group of people. Like I remember we were trying to generate a little something, something for you, Dawn, and to all your rock climbers. And we said, hey, Dom's going to be in the area. Do you want to come and visit him? So I was able to send out a message to that whole list. At one time that is customized. So it has an automatic like mail merge. So it says, hey, Sony, are you interested in doing this with Dom? Are you still climbing? You know, you want to come and play.
I'll just tell you, I won't mention who I was using before, but it was the Big Gorilla that If you're an entrepreneur and you have a tool as such, you've heard of them. And I used to hate going into it. It was just like going to the dentist. You know, I knew every time was going to be a struggle. And now I'm finding that it's so much easier. So anybody who's out there who's looking for a solution, go look up Strategic Success Tools, you know, or contact Sony, and Sony will tell you how to get in touch with her after the next segment. But I got to say, you know, things that keep it simple for me and help me not to get mired down and afraid and not want to do something is just super productive for me. So I want to thank you so much, Sony.
Sure. Was that the one that rhymed with confusion, perhaps?
Yes, exactly.
There's exactly a valid reason for that nickname. It is built for technicians.
And we'll be right back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and Dandy Don and I, we have a terrific guest today in Dr. Sony Jackson. She's really shared a lot of information with us, and I'm just so glad to be here and sit back and take notes and just listen to this wonderful lady just drop knowledge bombs on us. I mean, she is just doing exactly that, isn't she, Dandy?
She absolutely is, and we've been talking about a lot of great topics. And one of the things that I've been sitting here thinking about on the break is, you know, many people who have a product, you might be an author, you might be a speaker, you might have some information product, some training product. And, you know, when someone says, hey, you know, what are you doing in your marketing? I would say at least half the people will go, and kind of cringe, right? Because, you know, we don't consider ourselves salespeople or marketing people, but whether you know it or not, you are. Because the only person who can really craft your message and really understand who you can help and help people is you. So not that you have to do everything. In fact, you shouldn't do everything. But, you know, when I made that realization that marketing for me in my business is understanding who I can help so that I can help them more. And like Sony said, that's a total mindset shift. It's nothing else. It's not some fancy tool or anything. It's a mindset shift. And when I did that, I started to really enjoy marketing. And so Sony, that's about, you know, not being alone. It's about really embracing the things that are special about what you do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And once you gain clarity on that, then suddenly those people start popping up in your life. You just make sure that you're in the place where they are. And people will, because your message is very clear. And that's one thing that you teach, Don, one of the tenets of the Speaker's Pathway is clarity. You know, once you're very clear on what you do and who you want to work with, those people just start showing up, but you also put yourself in the situation to find those people. And that's your complete focus. And it's easy for them, people to refer you because they're clear on what you do.
Yeah. And it's, you know, if you don't have clarity, it's virtually impossible to have someone else help you, whether it be in your social media, whether it be helping you build out email sequences, whether, you know, no matter what you're looking that you don't like to do that you want to have someone help you with, it's virtually impossible if it's not clear to you, right? That's the key. And once it is clear to you, all of a sudden it's very easy to explain to other people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing about that action that I said is about consistent follow-up in the way your customer wants and needs. So say you're working with a marketing consultant and you're like, oh, I have to do all this writing. Well, no, a good marketing consultant will record the conversation. If your method of communication is better by phone, like to sit Jim down and have him write something would be like pulling teeth, right? But the man likes to talk. So if I get him on the phone, I say, Jim, let's, you know, tell me about this and tell me about that and tell me about that. I can record that conversation and pull out the language. Then I'll send it to him and say, Jim, does this make sense? And he'll go, oh, yeah, just tweak this or tweak that. And that's really, you know, that's my ability to communicate in the way that you need to be communicated with, right?
Yeah. And one thing that especially for speaking, if you're marketing yourself as a speaker, I don't care. Any campaign that you run to get on someone's stage where they're going to give you that opportunity and they're going to pay you in return, all roads are going to lead to the phone. You know, they're not going to click on an ad and, you know, click a button and pay you thousands of dollars. All roads are going to lead to the phone for you. So in a way, if that's your gig, you kind of have to be comfortable with picking up the 500-pound phone. And many of us don't like to be on the phone, right? We don't want to call someone. But once you're clear on your message and the value you add and how you help them, that becomes so much easier. And the phone gets to be like maybe a 5-pound phone.
Hmm. Well, it's also about knowing what their needs are. Because if you have the perfect solution, You know, like if I know how to work a knot out of somebody's neck and I see somebody in pain, you know, then I'm going to go and say, hey, let me help you. We have somebody that works with us, Angel Marie, and she is like light embodied. She has this energy, and for any speaking gig that she does, she brings the energy level up in a room. So if you have like an accounting conference, you probably want Angel Marie to come in and lighten the load, you know? So it like, it behooves people to like communicate with her. Like if you were booking an event, you want her on your stage because she brings such light and energy, right? So it's kind of like knowing what their needs are. Event organizers need help. They need help filling seats. They want things that are attractive. They want events that are fun that people want to come back to. So why not speak to that if you're a person that can lend to that? So you're actually doing them a favor by, you know, you're helping them do their job.
Yeah, it's so interesting that, you know, we obviously in Speakers Pathway, we work with a lot of speakers, and it's most speakers, I would say, I hate to generalize, but I will anyways, that it's like, I've got a great story. I got to tell the world my story. I got to get their message out. But, you know, again, like Sony started this whole thing out about an attitude. It's about what problem are you solving? Your customer is not the audience. Right? I mean, I'll say it again. Your customer is not the audience. When you're a speaker, your customer is the meeting planner. Mm-hmm. They're the person who you need to craft your message around. What's their problem? Their problem is they need to put on a great event, or they want to put on a great event so they can put on another great event next year and grow it, right? So if you can solve their problem, like Sony said, it becomes very easy once you're clear on how you help them. That's what you're talking about, Sony, right?
Yeah, exactly. Putting bottoms in seats and making it fun so people want to sign up for the next year event before they even leave this one.
And to do that, really, I mean, I found it's very difficult to have someone do the speaking for you when it comes to talking to the meeting planner, that getting on the phone with them and building that rapport. Because I'll say this, like any sales, you're not going to, for every call you make, you're not going to get booked. It's just not going to work that way. But if you build that relationship, you know, next time, next year, they may be interested.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, every week, we always want to give value to our listeners. And right now, it is what's called Friday Freebie Time. Dandy Don, what do you have on the menu for the day, sir?
So since we're talking about marketing, and since, you know, I'm deeply, deeply passionate about speaking and Speaker's Pathway, what I want to offer to the listeners is help with marketing with their speaking. If you're a speaker and you're struggling with what is your message, what is your marketing message to the meeting planner? How do you market more effectively? I would love, love, love to help you. So what I'll offer for today's Friday freebie, and it's really, really valuable, is go to speakerspathway.com, go to the contact information, say, help with my marketing, and I will set up a time with you and we'll sit down and I will help you craft your marketing message and figure out how to take marketing for your speaking to the next level.
That's incredible, Don. It really is. And I believe Sony wants to get in on the Friday freebie. I think as much value as she's been given to us, we're going to ask her if she could just give us a little bit more. What do you say, Sony?
Oh, absolutely. It would be my pleasure. So I have what's called a content checklist for converting strangers into clients. So there is actually a formula for taking strangers all the way through an experience so that they become your raving fan, not only a client, but a raving fan. And it's just a quick little checklist, and you can get more explanation as you go along. But it's really nice to have that path laid out for you, isn't it? And you can go visit, I have it on a bit.ly, bit.ly/SST checklist. So S as in Sam. Sam, what's T? Tango.
Tango.
Checklist. So bit.ly/SST checklist. And then you can download the content checklist for converting strangers into clients.
We will also put that in the description of the show after the show, the later on the day. And most importantly, Sony, if someone wanted to find you on the internet, Would you please once again give your website, please?
Oh, sure. That's strategicsuccesstools.com. You can always find me on LinkedIn under Dr. Sony Jackson, S-O-N-Y, like the TV, or the Walkman, because I'm always talking, right? And I'd love to hear from you. I always have a 20-minute consultation if you'd like to avail yourself of that and see if there's a good fit, or if I can just give you a couple of ideas to move you forward.
Well, it's really amazing because between you and Don, I mean, you're talking about a hands-on grassroots effort of talking with someone and giving them that good advice. Think about someone who is sitting there in their solitary confinement in their little cubicle there, and they're thinking, wow, would that be of value to them? I would say yes. I mean, it's not going to cost you anything. And these folks here are going to help you get from where you are to where you need to be. And Dandy Don, I tell you, we're just so blessed to have Sony on our team. And she's just been a blessing to you, me, and all of our members and everyone she comes in contact with.
Absolutely. Every time that I talk to Sony, I learn stuff. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, wow, you know, my marketing isn't where I'd like it to be, which if that's not you, you're unusual because marketing is challenging. So I would really, really, really encourage you to take Sony up on her offer, get on the phone with her and have her put in your ear some ideas on how you can take your marketing and therefore your business to the next level and reach more people and help more people.
Absolutely. And Sony, is there anything else you'd just like to share in closing with the audience or anything you just want to, you know, jog their memory about? Please feel free to.
Well, I do want to just say thank you to you guys that it is such an honor to be a part of the Speaker's Pathway and to be interviewed on this because I do have a passion for making sure that people who have a message get that out in the world. This is my big belief. You have a message, get it out there. And the best way to do that is through agreement, attitude, and action. So go for it. The world needs what you have to share.
Absolutely. I like the way you put that because your attitude will also determine your altitude. And I'm using a Zig Ziglar phrase there, but it's so true. And when you apply some of the principles that Sony's been talking about, I mean, it's a win-win-win situation. We have seen Sony in action, and the lady is just amazing. She's very laser-focused. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your future is now. We'll catch you next time.